Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And so we're still talking about the greatest faith, because that's what that centurion said. He said, I got delegated authority from above me, and then I delegate authority below me. But this is how they functioned. This is how they operated and lived. He went on to say, verse 19, so then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God where he is right now. So he's not here personally in the earth, but his body is. He's the head. We are the body. And they went forth and did what he said, preached everywhere. And the Lord did what? Working with and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Why? Because they're doing what he told them to do. So he's backing it up. He's backing it up. They're laying hands on people in his name and they're recovering. They're casting out things, evil influences, and they have to leave in his name. Oh, somebody say in his name.
In his name.
In his name. Now go to 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. If any man be in Christ, he's a what?
New creation.
All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now that's not in your body. Your body didn't become a new creation. It's going to get changed later. That's not even in your intellect. Your intellect didn't become a new creation. The inner man, the hidden man of the heart, became a new creation. Verse 18, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Keep going. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. So here we see, the Bible says that everything that Jesus did, God did it. And that's saying it accurately. If the Father says, I did it. Yet it was actually Jesus that went to the cross, but that's accurate because he sent him. God did it. Not imputing their trespasses unto them, and he's committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, somebody look at your neighbor and say, now then. Now then. Drum roll. We are ambassadors for Christ. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? We have, the U.S. has ambassadors living all over the world in other countries. Let me throw this in while we're talking about that. They don't live based on that country's economy. We've traveled a little bit, and I've been to some countries and places where it was pretty rough living conditions. And I'm thinking of a couple right now, and you drive by this place, and there are these huge walls, and there's this state in there, and there's this fine-looking stuff, and there's just poverty all around it. And you think, well, who lives there? The ambassador.
Amen.
The ambassador.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, why? Because their economy is not the economy of the country they're living in. The Bible said our citizenship is in heaven. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. And God supplies all our needs.
Yes, He does.
Not according to the economy of this country or this state, or according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Who is an ambassador? What is an ambassador? One who is selected and appointed to represent the country that sent them. And they are authorized to speak on the country's behalf. So, you know, hundreds of millions of people are in different cases are being represented, the president himself, by one man or one woman. But they best be saying what represents the ones that sent them. Not just saying a bunch of stuff off the top of their head and saying that's in the name of the U.S. Well, the same thing with us. We're His ambassadors, but we need to be an ambassador like Jesus was. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Because I only say what He told me to say. I only do what He shows me to do. He is completely representing the Father on every hand. We come full circle on this. The place of awesome authority is the same place of submission. Complete submission to God, complete obedience to God is the place of full authority and power. Keep reading this. We as ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you, tell me those next two words. By us, we pray you, how? In Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. I saw some years ago a old reel-to-reel film from the, I think it was the 40s, of a man of God who was anointed in the healing ministry. And there was a great crowd there, and there was a mother that brought her little child. It was obviously very ill and to be prayed for. And the man came and he said, how many of you believe that if Jesus was here right now, that He would touch this child and deliver the child and set the child free? I mean, if you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, everybody that came to Him, they left healed. Not one exception. Everybody that came to Jesus to be delivered or healed, left healed and delivered. No exceptions. We're talking about scores of thousands of people, at least, over those years. He said, if Jesus was here, how many of you believe that He would touch the child? Hands went up everywhere. He said, well, He's not here in the flesh, but He sent me. And I'm authorized and anointed to speak on His behalf and in His stead. And He spoke to the disease, and He spoke to the thing that was wrong with the child, and the power of God manifested right there. Right there. Miraculous. Oh, somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. That wasn't Him doing that. But it was Him acting on the God-given authority, the authority that's been given to the whole body of Christ. Now, let me just ask you something quickly. I mean, what if I was the king of America? Not president. The king. The absolute ruler. Now, I know some people are wringing their hands going, oh, God, don't let that happen. Hey, be in good shape.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
The Lord would help me. I'd need a bunch of bodyguards. Because I'd change some stuff.
Yeah.
But if I had absolute power, but I'm over in Australia, on vacation, visiting with some friends. And I call up folks in my office and I say, You know? Let me just start right here. Tell me your name.
JC.
I say, JC, this is King Keith. I have all authority, all power in America. I got it all. I want you to go to Pennsylvania, and I want you to do this. I want this changed, and I want this stopped, and I want this implemented. Now, you go take care of that for me. And what if JC said, huh, I'm not the king. You're the king. I said, I know I'm the king, but you go. I'm sending you. And what if he started crying and said, I'm not the king. I can't do that. You're the king. And I said, well, give the phone to
Janice.
I said, Janice, it's King Keith. I want you to go. Stop this and do this. And what if Janice started crying? He said, I'm not the king. You're the king. You're the one got all the power. I said, I know I do. But I'm not there. And I want this done. And I'm sending you. And what if I went through my whole staff and everybody cried and said, I'm not the king. Even though I have the authority and power, I'm not able to accomplish what I want. Because none of my representatives will act on my behalf. And that's a lot of what we've got in the earth. Because people have been taught, well, gee, yeah, Jesus has that, but not you. You're just nothing. You just need to be glad that maybe you're saved. But no, you remember in Luke, without going there, Luke 9 and then also Luke chapter 10, Jesus appointed the 12 and authorized them and sent them out to heal and to cast out evil spirits. Then in chapter 10, he appointed another 70. So now we got 82 that he has appointed and sent. And finally, after that, at the end of chapter 10, that 70 came back and they said, Lord, even the demons are subject to us through your name.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, come on. Can you see this?
Yes.
Through your name. Yes. So you've got scores of people doing what Jesus was doing.
Yes.
Because he authorized them and sent them. And here's the amazing thing. When you come in His name, saying and doing what He told you to do, far as He's concerned, it's the same as Him saying it.
Amen.
Which is why Matthew says the centurion said it. When actually in Luke it was his representatives. That's why there's no error. And he did it on, the Holy Spirit did it on purpose. So me and you start scratching our head going, now why is that like that? And he'll say, let me show you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.